folks. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is Wednesday, January 19th, 2022. And this, I'm sending in today from LDC Stream on this, on financial survival. And I hope you'll be glad to be tickled to join us today. As always, we'll bring up our guest today, Wendy Wilson with Apothecary Herbs. And we have a lot of news here with you today, too. Some good, I think, some not so good. Before we get into with our guest today, let's get into the spot for gold and silver and some market reports. And gold and silver both had a good day today. Really, I mean, this is great. Gold was up $28.70 to $18.43.30. Silver had a good day, up 71 cents to $24.26. Finally broke out of the $22 range, and it's up. It's climbing again. Platinum was up 49 to 1,040. Palladium up 101 to 2,097. So the metals all had an excellent day today. I think we're going to see gold and silver continue to rise. Of course, it'll fluctuate, but it's going to continue to rise nonetheless. The Dow, well, all of our markets had a down day. The Dow was down by 200 to 35,172. NASDAQ down by 85 to 14,422. S&P down 22 to 4,555. The Nikkei took a pretty good hit today, down 768 to 27,467. But the rest of the markets, Hang Seng was up 15 to 24,127. The FTSE was up 18 to 75,81. And the DAX also up 37 to 15,809. So all markets in the States were down, and the Nikkei was down. The rest were up today. So, yeah, what's this markets? I mean, they don't, you can't trust them anyway. The 10-year yield was actually down a 0.4 at 183. Oil went down a little bit, $1.32 to $86.53. But $86.53, folks, is picking awful close to $90, is it not? We're seeing an uptick in the price of fuel, and it's not going to go down. It's going to at least reach $100 sometime, I think, this year for sure, and maybe even higher. So we will see what happens on that. But nonetheless, buckle up. This year could be an interesting ride. And who knows what the future holds, but God Almighty and those who are trying to plan it. Our guest, as I said, is Wendy Wilson, a lady that absolutely is a fascinating guest every time, the topic she covers. She surprises me with her knowledge and what she does know about what she's doing. So, Wendy Wilson, welcome to the program.
Hey, Pastor Butch. Always great to be with you.
Good to have you. Now, I'm going to let you go, turn you loose, and you go for it. Your topic today is going to be very interesting.
Well, I mean, we've been hearing a lot about, you know, the COVID serum. I don't even like to call it a vaccine, but there's been a lot of chatter about it that it's being referred to as having a kill switch in it that activates a psychostin storm action inside the body. And some of the chatter out there that this does exist, and it is coming from scientists actually, and who have basically examined the serum. So I thought we'd check it out a little bit. I'm no expert, I'm not a scientist, but I can tell you what I found. Most people don't know what a psychostin storm. Pastor Butch, do you have any idea what that is?
No, I don't. I really don't.
Okay. Okay, so essentially what it is it's an exaggerated and dangerous immune system response. So what happens is the immune system has many different cells, and it uses these cells to fight infections depending on what's going on. And these cells communicate with each other. They use molecules called cytokines to communicate. So you've got, you know, an immune system that could modify or adapt an existing antibody for a similar virus, and they're called adaptogen cells. So the cells would communicate to the immune system, hey, this is similar. So they're communicating with these molecules, and we often hear the term autoimmune disease, where the immune system attacks its host. Science is saying that this autoimmune system, when you have an autoimmune disease, it means they're saying your immune system has gone haywire, and they tend to blame it on a person's genes. It's your fault. It's your immune system that's faulty. But this is far from the truth, Pastor Butch. Autoimmune issues are often triggered or caused by a drug treatment. What I hear is combination drug cocktails. And often doctors, when they just don't know what else to do, they'll combine certain drugs and hope for the best. Sometimes that'll create a psychostin storm. Vaccines create psychoteen storms. So according to science, psychoteen storms, it's an immune system creating too many inflammatory signals is what science says is going on. And it often causes an organ failure and death. So when someone has this super inflammatory reaction from the immune system, they call it a psychoteen storm. But the immune system is not confused. The immune system is under threat, is what we're seeing. And it's engineered to be that way. So we're hearing more about psychoteen storm due to the COVID-19 responses, and science is saying that it is the virus that's causing this to occur. So whoever is, whatever's occurring, making this occur in those who have been vaccinated, though, with the COVID serum. So the psychoteen storms aren't happening in patients that naturally acquire COVID, only in the ones that are vaccinated. What are the symptoms? Well, it's no surprise that your psychoteen storm's response will involve what looks like exaggerated flu-like symptoms, you know, fever and chills, fatigue, swelling in the extremities, nausea and vomiting, muscle and joint aches, headache, rash, cough, shortness of breath and rapid breathing, seizures, tremors, difficulty coordinating your movements, confusion and hallucinations, being lethargic or having poor responsiveness, inflammation, blood clots, and vascular system breakdown. That doesn't sound like a good time, does it, Pastor Butch?
Not even close.
I know. Well, here's a quote from Very Well Health, November 4th, 2021. They say people hospitalized in the ICU from the COVID-19 seem to have more elevations in certain inflammatory psychoteens compared to those not infected. But they're leaving out the real important part there. They've been treated with drugs or a vaccine. There's this 2020 study that Cornell University did, Pastor Butch, in New York. They did it on Listeria proteins. Do you know what Listeria is?
Yes, I've read about that. Yes, go ahead.
Yes. So you typically see that as, you know, a foodborne pathogen that could give you, you make you very sick, you know, you're sick. So what Listeria is a foodborne pathogen. It's a common strain of bacteria that you do find in soil as well. So what they discovered here at Cornell is that when the Listeria protein was edited with a CRISPR device, it turned it into a kill switch. Uh-huh. So what science has done is taken this protein from bacteria and is using it for a precise way to edit RNA. And what is RNA? It's ribonucleic acid that is present in all living things. And its principal function is a messenger delivering instructions from DNA for controlling a synthesis of protein. So when they give you drugs and serums that have a kill switch in it, like Listeria, it's editing the way, hello, your cells in your immune system communicate, okay? So the psychoteen, how the molecules are communicating, so they've interrupted that. And this is where the psychoteen storm of inflammation begins. So DNA carries a lot of genetic information as well, a lot of proteins, and also these proteins actually influence these switches. They can activate or deactivate function. So this research did get published in the July 2020 Journal of Science. And so psychoteen storms are man-made, Pastor Butch. I know science says no, it tends to be genetic. Well, here's the thing. If you can change your DNA, your genetic code in 6 days by going from a bad diet to a healthy one, imagine what these toxic drugs do.
Wow. It makes perfect sense.
Yes. Here's another. This is from Martin Weidman. He's a professor of food and safety at Cornell. He says, thanks to this bacterium, we are getting a chance to turn functions off and on and our ability to make changes to RNA. Cornell also elaborated and said, this new editing accessory may be useful for coronavirus research. And that was 2020, before the vaccine came out. Also, Alice Kessel, Rockefeller Weidman Laboratory, says, the edited protein can shut off things. It is a very useful controlling application. It's a kill switch you can use as an additional tool at our disposal, end of quote.
Wow.
So
well, at least she's honest.
Well, I mean, you know, but maybe she didn't realize at the time this research would be getting into the hands of somebody using it for what they're using it for now. According to ResearchGate, they said the vaccinated are at a higher risk of psychotine storm syndrome than the unvaccinated. They said this is especially evident for those given the COVID-19 serum. And this was evident in the animal trials as well, Pastor Butch, according to a source of the Journal of Psychotine Biology. So here's the stunning fact. Most vaccine trials do not test for or look for psychotine reactions. They do not test for neurological injury or cancer either. So if they don't look for it or test for it, they're claiming it doesn't exist in association with the product. So the fact that the animal trials of the COVID-19 serum produced injured and dead lab animals, and then this research was essentially scrubbed or ignored, but then the research moved on to the human trials, this should tell us, you know, that medical science can't be trusted, cannot be trusted here. Even doctors and nurses are finding this out, much to their dismay. You know, they're not told the whole truth. They're given protocols that don't really help people, but, you know, encourage their demise. Now, we've heard about the Ebola threat, right? Have you
right.
heard about that? Yeah, okay. So, because I've gotten some calls from people seeming to be very concerned about the Ebola outbreak option. There was some research now at the University of Texas back in 2012, and they found certain inhibitors in herbs help with hemorrhagic fever viruses like Ebola. So the isoflavones in a root called gentian root, they said the isoflavone was called genistein, and it seems to inhibit Ebola and other hemorrhagic fevers. So you're going to find genistein in obviously your gentian root, but it's also found in alfalfa, red clover, American ginseng, and dryer's broom herb. So those are something, you know, people may want to research and look into if they're worried about the Ebola. So prepare for the storm, the psychotine storm, Pastor Butch, because that's what's happening to these folks.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, and every now and then, it's so refreshing. You run into a doctor that actually knows what's going on, even beyond, we'll
right.
say, medical, other things. And it's just so refreshing. But it's very rare, very rare.
Well, you know, and you have to understand people, if they've never worked in medical, the medical profession area, they're kind of like the general population, think, you know, medical science can do no wrong. I was one of those folks one day, way back when. But when I started working in healthcare, it's sort of like, you know, you go to law school because you think you can, you know, do good things and help people, but what you find out is the system doesn't work like that, you know. So the same thing in healthcare, the system always doesn't work like that. So it's not like those medical shows you see on TV, you know.
Right.
You've got bean counters, you've got accountants and businessmen running hospitals. They're not doctors. Doctors don't get to say anything about anything over there at the hospital. They're just told what to do. You know, and these hospitals, you know, they were shut down for quite a while with the beginning of this epidemic, supposedly pandemic. And so now they're getting $100,000 to $300,000 to receive people in the door and not to leave, standing up, room temperature, if you know what I mean.
That's
so
true.
I kind of facetiously say 007 isn't the only one with a license to kill. Okay.
Well, you know, you were laughing, but that's true. It's not funny, but it's true. It is true. I mean, we can laugh if we want to, but it's all about the bottom line. I mean, it's what it ultimately comes down to every time.
Well, that's what the Bible said. Money answereth all things.
That's right, and it's the love of money drew all evil.
Yeah, and they actually have done, you know, surveys and investigations of hospitals. They're supposed to be examined and for cleanliness and all kinds of protocols being followed, but they always fail. They always get a failing grade, typically, because, you know, employees don't follow the protocols. Or the bean counters at the top looking at the bottom line to cut corners on cleaning agents will get the stuff you and I have at our house. You know, and that stuff usually isn't strong enough to kill a lot of pathogens that are, you know, at facilities like this. And I've had actually relatives that worked in the janitorial area of hospitals, and the stuff they could tell you, it's terrible. So, and we've talked about this on the show. What is the most contaminated and item in the hospital that, you know, you could pick something, you know, infectious up on, and it wasn't the floor, it was what? Do you remember what it was?
You know, I don't. That's my idea, but I really don't.
Yeah, well, it's that curtain they pull around your bed. They never take that thing down to wash it. Also,
okay.
stethoscopes on your hospital staff never get cleaned.
Wow. Well, during the day that, with all the trillion spent on medicine in this country, we're about 52nd in healthcare in the world. Costa Rica does a better job than we do.
I believe it for sure. Costa Rica seems to be running a little tighter ship. You know, they're a little bit more discerning about who comes into their country and who doesn't. You know,
yeah, exactly.
And so I just think people need to be aware that things aren't always what they seem, and never make assumptions. Always ask a lot of questions. Do your own homework. And doctors sometimes and medical staff are in the dark too. So don't think your doctors know everything. The other talk we could discuss at a later time is, you know, your truth about medical tests. That's shocking too. What doctors will tell you, well, won't tell you, but say privately about these tests, and we can cover that next time.
Okay,
it's
Don't get that. Yep. Next week we'll do that. That sounds interesting.
Yeah, it is. It's.
I'll trust you. I trust you. Remember that. I won't remember it, so I'll trust you too.
Okay, no worries. So, you know, prepare for the worst. Hopefully, you never have to use stuff, but, you know, get some gentian root, get your pandemic kits, your herbal kits handy. We have them at the powerherbs.com or 866-229-3663 if they want to call for a catalog.
One more time.
866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. Have a
All right, thank
day.
You. Thank you, Wendy. God bless. Folks, don't go away. Back at the break. A lot of news and things that you got. Thank you and want to hear. So hang in there.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we are back, and I got some news I want to share with you. Before I play an audio for you, the next segment I want you to hear, it's almost unthinkable what this gentleman says, and his name is Boris Johnson, the premier, the UK prime minister. You're going to hear what he says in a minute. It's just hard to believe, but we'll just try to figure out why he said it a little bit, okay? We'll get into some economic news to start with, as always. And again, this is Pastor Butch Paul. I'm filling in today for Melody Cederstrom at Discount Gold and Silver. You can call her at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Folks, gold and silver starting up again. If we had the money, we should jump to all back when silver dropped back down to 21. Now it's back up to 24. Now, folks, it may drop back down to 22 and then go up to 25, but you better get silver and gold while you can, while these paper dollars were still buying. But anyway, empty grocery shelves return as sick employees, supply chain delays collide. Empty shelves return as supermarkets, as grocery employees call out sick, and truckloads of food arrive late. Now, folks, I'm not going to get into the idea about the COVID Omicron or 19 or anything else. It's a highly inflated story to keep people scared of everything that's happening. I mean, I know people who got a sniffle, and if they get a sniffle, they got COVID, so they don't go to work. Now, that's just the way it is. And still trusting the test that the CDC and FDA say don't use. But anyway, that's one of the latest outcomes of the Omicron variant, which is straining the workforce. Investors are seeing the pressure and bracing for a longer period of high costs for labor, transportation, and food. Shares of major grocers, including Albertsons, Kroger, and Walmart, fell Tuesday. Albertsons shares fell 9.75%. As the market closed, after the company detailed the supply chain challenges and inflated costs it's seeing on the earnings call. The dive in the stock occurred when through the grocery range of fiscal 2020 forecast, shares of Kroger fell 3% and Walmart even fell 1%. So no matter what the cause of it is, whether this is people calling in sick because they can, or this is real, I don't care what the problem is. It's hitting our bottom line big time. And you know it is. I feel it. You feel it. It's making a difference. And we all know about the shortage of drivers. My wife, as I told you, I think, the other day, my son ordered my wife, Marcia, an easy chair. Going on 4 weeks, I think it's been now. And they still haven't got a driver to bring it up to West Virginia, I think, out of North Carolina. It hasn't happened. They said they may not have a driver, and they haven't had one. Well, they're looking for solutions. You can figure out whether this is good or bad. United States to let teens, that's T-E-E-N-S, teens, drive big rigs in test program to help ease supply chain shortage. The federal government is moving forward with a plan to let teenagers drive big rigs from state to state in a test program. Currently, truckers who cross state lines must be at least 21 years old. But as apprenticeship programs required by Congress to help ease supply chain backlogs will be 18 and 20-year-old truckers. The pilot program detailed a drive outside their home state. So this is going to be something. Folks going to drop the age down to 18 instead of 21. Your thoughts. I know we all have such things on this. But Thursday, a proposed regulation from the Federal Motor Carrier Safety Administration would screen the teens, barring any with driving while impaired, violations, or traffic tickets for causing a crash. But safety advocates say the program runs counter to data showing that younger drivers get more crashes than older ones. And folks, that's just common sense. They haven't had experience, especially driving 80,000-ton trucks. They say it's unwise to let teenage drivers be responsible for rigs that can weigh 80,000 pounds and cause catastrophic damage when they hit lighter vehicles. The apprenticeship pilot program was required by Congress as part of the infrastructure bill signed into law November 15th. It requires FMCSA, which is part of the Transportation Department, to start the program within 60 days. So this was in part of the bill, folks, that was signed in the bill, the infrastructure bill. I didn't know that. Did you? November 15th, though, that told the driving range of over-the-road truckers to 18. And, again, I can see perhaps why they're doing it. I can see how it might ease some situations with delivery. I can see that also. But I do question the fact of putting a teenager behind the wheel of an 80,000-pound truck, even if their intentions were good and the driving records were good, they need experience. And you say, well, they have training. That's true. But do they get enough training? I don't know. That's an iffy question. Sometimes you got to think outside the box to fix a problem. But I thought it was kind of strange that they would hide that in the infrastructure bill. Why didn't they bring that to the public to see it and let the public get an idea what they think about it? What's going on behind the scenes that we don't see? These are things that we need to start questioning, folks. It's always wise to question authority, especially those in Washington, D.C. and your state capitals. Why are they motivated to do these things? Ask questions. Try to find answers. Speak your mind. Now, this article is going to maybe kind of disturbing some people, and I guess it should be for all of us. America's food supply, now pay attention, I'm not making this up. America's food supply fertilized with human remains and coated with nanoparticles. Oh, yeah. We covered this on a radio broadcast a couple, 3 years ago. The FDA has allowed nanoparticles into the food supply under the generally recognized as safe. Now this is the title of this. They've allowed nanoparticles into the food supply under the generally recognized as safe provision because they claim that they are no more dangerous than their larger counterparts. Titanium is generally safe. Therefore, nanotitanium must be safe. But they also limit that. They also admit that materials can exhibit new or altered physicochemical properties at nanoscale dimensions, including unknown safety hazards that they will continue to monitor for. In other words, the human trials for consumable nanotechnologies is currently happening in the public without their knowledge. Do you hear what I said? They're experimenting this one again. In other words, a human trials for consumable nanotechnology is currently happening in the public without their knowledge. Nanoparticles can be absorbed into our human immune defense systems and into our bloodstream. Just like the FDA admits, materials at the nanoscale could cause unknown changes in a person's biological system. Now, folks, I'm going to stop there because it goes on from there talking about the what some people are calling goo. That when people who are dying are they're homeless or maybe they can't afford a burial, they're actually pouring chemicals on them to dissolve them, to make them, to liquefy them, if you will, pour them into the sewer systems, and even put them on crops. Now, I'm not making any of this up. I wish I were. Go to our website, my website, PastorButch.com. PastorButch.com. Look on top of the page. You'll see some headlines up there. You'll see titles of different things. Look under Health News and read that whole article under Health News. They're actually liquidizing the remains of people and putting that on a food supply. You think about it, do what you think's best, but to me that doesn't sound like a very healthy thing to do. But they're not advertising too much, are they? And this may seem like a small thing, and I guess it really is compared to the overall picture, but orange crop is said to be the smallest since World War II, sending orange juice prices surging. Now, I like orange juice. I don't drink much of it because I'm a diabetic and got to watch the sugar. But orange juice is good, and I guess good for you. But it says, oranges are in trouble. Citrus disease and bad weather are constraining supply of oranges in the United States and internationally. Meanwhile, demand for orange juice, which has been sliding for years, got a bump during the pandemic. That has sent orange juice prices higher during the pandemic, and they will probably continue to climb. Frozen orange juice futures have surged more than 50% during the pandemic, and they rose to a two-year high last week, showing 5% alone on Thursday. You have your classical supply-demand mismatch, said Sean Hackett, president of Hackett Financial Advisors, which specializes in agricultural commodities analysts. Because of that, consumers should expect much higher prices at the supermarket. No matter what the reason something is not being produced or is being held up in shipping or whatever, the final person pays for it, as we've said 1,000 times, is the consumer. It gets right down to the person who walks into the store, picks up the product, and looks at it and thinks, gee, the price is raised again. And it has. That's just kind of a thing we get used to, folks. Inflation is not going away. We have a steady inflation, a growing inflation ever since it took the gold out of the dollar back in the 1930s. And ever since it took gold or silver out of the dollar back in 1964, inflation has been climbing at an increasing rate. Inflation will never go away as long as we have fiat currencies. And folks, they're never going to go away now. It's too late. Adjust your life to an increasing inflation rate every day and every year. As I said to you last week, the inflation rate, according to the standards back in 1982, they've changed standards 3-4 times since then. The real inflation rate they admit to is, if it was 1982 standards, is 15%. I say it's closer to 20-25%. Now, we got to quit wearing rose-colored glasses and hoping things will look different because we want them to. It doesn't work that way. Reality must set in for us to understand what's coming and prepare for it. Even Peloton. Y'all seen Peloton bikes advertised? Peloton's hiking prices because of inflation. There we go again. This is CNN Business. Peloton says inflation and supply chain challenges have forced the company to hike the price of the flagship bike just 5 months after cutting it drastically to boost sagging sales. Beginning January 31st, customers will be required to pay $250 for delivery and setup for Peloton's $1,495 bike, a service that the company previously included in the price. Customers buying Peloton's treadmills will be charged $350 for fee delivery and installation starting after this month. With these fees, the price of a bike in the United States will jump to $1,745. The Peloton treadmill will cost $2,845. Peloton also said it will hike the base price of both pieces of equipment for customers in the United Kingdom, Germany, and Australia. Peloton said in a statement that continuing constraints are driving up costs, a complaint echoed by companies across several industries. So again, maybe you don't need a bike and you don't want a bike, that's fine, but people do buy these, obviously. And that's another sign of another cut into the person's income. It obviously makes sense that the lower the income that a family makes, the harder it is to pay these increases. If let's say 20% of your budget goes on food normally, and you're living on, that's what you live on, but a person makes 3 times what you make, maybe is only paying 10% of what they make on food. So it affects you more than it does them because your cost goes up and raises your percentage up that you really can't afford to pay for extra food. That makes perfect sense, doesn't it? So the guy that's in the middle, so the guy that's kind of on the lower scale has a hard time best buying necessities. Now let's change gears here and go into something that's very, 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 I think, dangerous and imminent now. I do believe that we'll soon see war, a shooting war with Russia. Already, folks, along the borders of Russia and Ukraine, they've already had shooting each other over border. Oh, that's already going on. It's already a live battle, but it could go to ground real soon. White House believes Russian invasion of Ukraine could be imminent. Gene Paskey warns there's an extremely dangerous situation at the border ahead of Blinken's trip to meet President Volodymyr Zelensky. White House Press Secretary Gene Paskey on Tuesday said Russia could launch an attack on Ukraine at any point. Talks last week made little headway as Moscow demanded that NATO bar Ukraine from joining the alliance. Since then, the U.S. officials have warned that Russia is preparing a false flag strike to justify an invasion. On Tuesday, Russian troops began arriving in Belarus for exercises, raising tensions even further. Reports suggested it was pulling staff and their families out of the embassy in Kyiv. Moscow has repeatedly denied that its military buildup is part of a preparations for an invasion. Secretary of State Blinken is due to meet with the Ukrainian president on Wednesday in a fresh diplomatic push. The folks, Russia is pulling its diplomatic officials out of Kyiv. That's usually a fairly good sign. Fairly good sign that we could be going to war. I don't like that. I don't think you should either. But this is from the World News Desk. Russia expels diplomats and other staff from U.S. Embassy in Moscow. That's generally a prelude, folks, right before something big happens. Russia is starting to expel diplomats and other staff from the U.S. Embassy in Moscow. Tell staff and says, and take your rainbow flags with you. God bless them for that. Take the queer flags down and take them home with you. Russia is supposed to recall its diplomats from the USA on January 31st. It appears they moved up the timetable. Historically, expelling embassy staff is one of the last things you do before a major conflict. And it looks like Russia is going to pull its staff from the U.S. Folks, this is right downright scary. It's downright scary. This is happening. I mean, it's happening. I don't want to say. I don't want to make you feel all tore up and scared to death. It's happening. Paskey says Russia attacking Ukraine coming at any point. U.S. sanctions pro-Russian agents. So we're seeing this happen. This story keeps growing and growing and growing. At any point, Russia can launch an attack on Ukraine. What will we do then, I wonder, folks? We're not by ourselves over there, of course. But what will happen? I mean, wouldn't it be nice to have a peaceful solution? But, folks, this is growing tremendously fast. And the same thing between China and us with Taiwan. And the same thing in the Middle East between Israel and Iran. We're involved in that. All this is building up to something really huge. This could lead to a world war. You better make sure you're protected financially. Get food and water somewhere to take care of yourself, because this could affect the economy, folks. And that's the least of our worries, economy. But it's going to affect us. It's going to affect us big time. I highly suggest that you make a move now and call Melody at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Call and get some food, storable foods. Prepare yourself. Maybe you can't do much, but a little bit's better than nothing when the push comes to shove. That's what's happening right here in this world today. After the break, we're going to share this more article with you and play a clip for you of Boris Johnson discussing something that he's doing in the UK or in Britain. So don't go away.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it: to secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
All righty, folks, we're back. We're going to do the final segment already today. I can't believe how fast this hour goes by. And, you know, I really hope I'm doing a good job for Melody. Melody Seedersham has been a dear friend of my family's for a long time. I hope I'm doing a good job. Hope you folks, I won't say enjoy what I share with you, but I hope I'm doing a good job sharing news with you and trying to show things to you that's important to all of us. I pray that I'm doing a good job. That's what I'm here for. I am a pastor, I'm a preacher, and a talk show host, and anything you want to say, but I'm doing the best I can to bring the news to everybody. I teach it to our churches. As far as I know, I'm the only church in the whole area that does a hour of current events before I get into Bible studies at our church services. As far as I know, I'm the only one in the whole area that does that. I'll take current events, and I will take history, I'll take Bible, and I'll show you where we are in time and prophecy. It's not hard to do. It isn't hard to do at all, but most pastors won't touch that. They won't touch information. I don't know why. I'm going to share this with you, and then we're going to get. I'm going to play a clip for you a few minutes here. As I said, from Boris Johnson, but this I thought you'd find interesting. In Greece, unvaccinated people's ages 60 and up now face monthly fines. Oh my gosh. A man wearing a face mask to curb the spread of coronavirus sits on the bench as pedestrians walk outside Evangelism Hospital in Athens, Greece. Greece imposed a vaccination mandate Monday for people 60 and older as the country's vaccination rate remains low, below the European Union average, and a spike in infections has put sustained pressure on Greek hospitals. Older people failing to get vaccinated will face penalties starting at 50 euros, about $57, fine in January, and followed by monthly fines of $114 after that. Yeah. So the people in Greece, you either get the shot, the old people, you people that can afford the least, you get vaxxed, or you pay for it. Do you think that should concern us at all? I think it should be very concerning to all of us. Minnesota now offering, pay attention, because this is, in my mind, unthinkable, this happening. Minnesota now offering $200 gift cards to families to get their 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated. What in the name of all this holy are people who would do this thinking? Are our children's futures and health so unimportant us that we'll sell that for $200 gift cards? Well, I know a lot of people believe what's good for them. They need the vaccines. I know that. But I don't understand how anybody else with any qualms at all about the vaccine, the jab, would even consider selling their child's health for $2,000 gift cards or $2 million gift cards. But we live in a whole new world today, folks, of greed, apathy, and ignorance. Back to the article. The state of Minnesota is now offering $200 gift cards to families per child to get their 5 to 11-year-olds vaccinated with the experimental jab for vaccines. If you got 4 children, folks, get $800, get 5, get 1,000. And gift cards. Children have a 99.995% chance of surviving COVID-19. In the UK, there's only a 2 in a million chance the disease will be fatal in children. 2 in a million chance. Wow. And a greater chance of drowning. A CDC panel raised concerns over vaccine-induced myocarditis in children ages 5 to 11 who received the vaccine back in December. The CDC, which is not a government entity, is a private corporation. The Center for Disease Control is not a government entity. It's a private corporation. It is a 501c3. It is three-status business, if you want to call it that. It's not a government control. It is not a medical institution at all. So they say that they sent out a statement raising concern to children 5 to 11 who have been vaxxed are having trouble with myocarditis. But yet Minnesota is now offering $200 gift cards to families, to parents, to get their 5 and 11-year-olds vaccinated. What's wrong with that picture? Why should that concern us? I mean, this is absolutely insane that you have to bribe people to take something that you want them to believe is good for them. If the evidence had shown, folks, that this virus was anything worth being concerned about in the first place, or that these vaccines actually were working, people wouldn't have to be paid to take it, would they? But obviously, that's not the case. Obviously, that's what we're seeing today. People are being bribed because they can't get them to take me the other way. We'll share one more article with you, and we'll play a clip for you from Boris Johnson's. Hang in there, okay? But I'll share this article first because it fits right in with the comments Johnson says. Now pay attention to this. This is for real. Japan drops all vaccine mandates. Places myocarditis warning on label. Wow. First, Japan's health ministry acknowledged the growing rate of heart inflammation among the vaccinated population. Then Japan's public and private sectors were alerted to the fact that forbidden to discriminate against those who refuse the COVID vaccine. Furthermore, Japan has made it clear that informed consent is required to receive the vaccine. Japan now insists the vaccine labels warn of dangerous potential side effects such as myocarditis. So NHK, Japan Broadcasting Corporation, Japan's health ministry has enlisted information of the heart muscle and of the outer lining of the heart in younger males as possible serious side effects of the Moderna and Pfizer COVID vaccines. So Japan drops all vaccine mandates, places myocarditis warning on label. Let's see, that Japan is highly more intelligent than we Americans or the Australians or the Canadians or the Austrians. They're so much higher intelligence. Obviously, folks, I can't argue the point. Obviously, they are. Because they're willing to stand up for their people and make sure they're taken care of and stop this nonsense before any more people die. Maybe they are a whole lot more intelligent than we are. Obviously, they are. Now, I want to play a clip for you. I want you to listen very carefully to what Boris Johnson is saying before his assembly, I guess we call Congress in the United States. Listen to what's being said and listen to the crowd's reactions. Go ahead, Todd.
This morning, the Cabinet concluded that because of the extraordinary booster campaign, together with the way the public have responded to the Plan B measures, we can return to Plan A in England and allow Plan B regulations to expire. Yeah. As a result, from the start of Thursday next week, mandatory certification will end. Yeah. Organisations can, of course, choose to use the NHS COVID pass voluntarily, but we will end the compulsory use of COVID status certification in England. Yeah. From now on, the government is no longer asking people to work from home. Yeah. And people should now speak to their employers about arrangements for returning to the office. And having looked at the data carefully, the Cabinet concluded that once regulations lapse, the government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere. Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, from tomorrow, we will no longer require face masks in classrooms, and the Department for Education will shortly remove national guidance on their use in communal areas. In the country at large, we will continue to suggest The use of face coverings in enclosed or crowded spaces, particularly when you come into contact with people you don't normally meet. But we will trust the judgment of the British people and no longer criminalise anyone who chooses not to wear one. The government will also ease restrictions further on visits to care homes. And my right honourable friend, the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, will set out plans in the coming days.
Okay, there you heard it. Pretty clear. We'll see why. I know he was caught up, folks, he was caught in a scandal. He went to a party without being masked, and people were asking for his resignation because of that. He was breaking his own rules. I'm pretty sure this is trying to cover his own butt. But nonetheless, it's a move in the right direction. Is it not? It's a move in the right direction for England. Hopefully the whole world. Japan's taking a stand. Now, apparently, England is too. One last article I want to share with you, folks. I think it should concern us. I know these are not financial, necessarily financial information. This is an economic program. I know that. But these things are all warnings of what's to come, so you should need to prepare yourself economically, spiritually, physically, every other way you can for what's coming. USA, the USA Today column. Now, pay attention, because this is actually happening. USA Today column calls for California to abolish parenthood. Mm-hmm. That's what it says. A recent column in USA Today calls for the state of California to abolish parenthood, putting the government in charge of childbearing statewide in the name of equity. Repeat that. Putting the government in charge of rearing statewide in the name of equity. In the opt-ed article, California should abolish parenthood in the name of equity, Zocalo Public Square editor Joe Matthews argued that for the state to enshrine equity as its highest value, parents should be stripped of their power over their children. Let that sink in. Fathers and mothers with greater wealth and education are more likely to transfer these advantages to the children, compounding privileges over generations, Matthews wrote in the column published Thursday. The result, children of less advantaged parents face an uphill struggle, social mobility has stalled, and democracy has been corrupted. More Californians are abandoning the dream. A recent Public Policy Institute of California poll found a declining belief in the notion that you can get ahead through hard work. Matthew's communist solution makes raising your own children illegal and have the government force rich families to raise poor children and poor families to raise rich children. My solution, making raising your children illegal, is simple, and while we wait for the legislation to pass, we can act now. The rich and poor should trade kids, and homeowners might swap children with their homeless neighbors. I'm not making this up. I wouldn't be smart enough to make this up. If I could make up what's happening in this country today, if I could write science fiction this good, I'd be a wealthy man. I'd be writing for movies all the time. Folks, this is America today. This is society today. Are you prepared spiritually? Do you know who Christ is? And does he know who you are? Are you preparing yourself physically for what's coming? Are you taking care of your body physically? Are you trying to teach your children the right and wrong based on the Word of God and history and real science? Or are you still going along, get along? Payday's coming, folks. Payday's coming for this country. America is in for severe punishment. Psalms 9:17 says she'll be turned into hell. Prepare yourself, folks. The Bible says a wise man sees trouble coming in and prepares himself or hides himself, it says. They get ready. Please get ready. Call Melody at 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188. Prepare yourself financially. Look at getting some storable food. Hey, get it. If you don't eat it right away, you can eat it later. Get something, some way to maintain some kind of livelihood for you and your family. You men, you daddies, especially you men, and mommies too. If you have children, it's your duty to make sure that they have something to eat and place to sleep. As long as you're breathing, you need to be there for them. Again, call me at 800-375-4188. Let her share with you some ideas what you can do with what finances you may have. You know, I'm mulling over my mind certain things that I may have to do to prepare myself even more. And I'm prepared right now as much as I know how to be. But I'm looking through some assets I'm able to use to prepare even better. And not for me. My children are all gone. My wife and I live alone. Our three said they're growing. We have six grandchildren and one great-grandson. I want to prepare something for them also. The Bible says that a good man or a wise man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. I want to do that not just in material things, but in spiritual teachings and in knowledge and wisdom of what's happening in this world. Just prepare yourself, folks, because time is growing short. Whenever you have newspapers writing about making parents' authority illegal, of course, we've seen it happen in this country already with the DPS and others coming in and taking children. We see it happening. It's happened everywhere, but nonetheless, folks, now they're right in your face with it. What are you going to do? We go to war with Russia, they're going to start drafting our sons and daughters both now. What are you going to do about that? How are you going to stand? When the economy totally goes down, you can't even find a loaf of bread. Now, by the way, went to two stores here in a little town yesterday. They had no bread. Went to a bigger town and got a loaf of bread. What's going on? Should it concern us? Folks, I'll see you again Friday with Melody. So y'all hang in there. Bye-bye.
I work all night, I work all day to pay the bills I have to pay. Ain't it sad? And still there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad.